Borley, a haunted village. Borley is a small village about 100 kilometres from London. It has a church, a rectory, some houses and shops. But it is a village with a difference. There are more ghosts in Borley than in any other village in England. Reverend Harry Bull was the minister of the village. He and his wife and daughters lived in the rectory. On July the 28th, 1900, Reverend Bull was reading the newspaper when he heard shouts outside. He ran to the door and opened it. His three daughters were there. They looked very frightened. "What's the matter, girls?" he asked. "We saw a ghost," they shouted. "She was floating above the ground," added Anne. "Now, girls, come inside," said their father. "Come and sit down. I think it's your imagination." "Oh, no," said Kate, the oldest daughter. "We all saw her. She was white and there was a glow around her. She didn't walk on the ground. She floated above it." "It was very frightening," said Jane. "And where did the ghost go?" their father asked. "She disappeared," said Kate. At first, no one believed the girls. But they insisted that it was true, so Reverend Bull sent a letter to the Ghost Society. The Society sent some scientists to investigate the incident. They also saw the ghost. The investigators read about the history of the village. They discovered that the rectory was a nunnery in the past. One of the nuns fell in love with a young farmer from the village. They planned to escape and marry. Nuns cannot marry. When the other nuns discovered the plan, they were so angry that they killed the young woman. They say that the ghost is the nun looking for her lover. Reverend Bull's daughters were so upset about the ghost that soon after this, the family left the village. For a time, it was quiet in Borley. Then in 1928, Reverend Guy Smith and his family moved into the rectory. Strange things began to happen. They heard strange noises. Books and papers moved around the house. So, like the family before them, they called an investigator. His name was Harry Price.
"Tell me, Reverend Smith," asked Mr. Price, "what is the problem here?"
"It's difficult to believe," answered Reverend Smith. "Yesterday I was working here in this room. The door opened and closed, but no one was near it."
"Was the window open?" asked Mr. Price. "Perhaps there was a wind."
"No, it was a cold morning and all the windows were closed. Something else strange happened as well. Last night I left my book beside my bed. This morning the book was on the kitchen table."
"Perhaps someone moved it."
"No, I asked everyone," said Reverend Smith, "and we hear strange noises, especially at night."
"What kind of noises?"
"Like someone tapping at the window or a woman crying," the Reverend said. "My wife wants to leave the house, but I don't. I don't believe in ghosts, and I think it's all nonsense. But I don't understand why these strange things are happening."
"Don't worry, I'll investigate everything," said Harry Price.
The Smiths continued living at the rectory. But then, one night, all the lights went off and they heard footsteps outside.
"Enough is enough," said Mrs. Smith. "You can stay here with your ghosts if you want, but I'm leaving this haunted house."
A week later, the Smiths left the house. But Harry Price continued to investigate. From 1930 to 1938, he visited the rectory and wrote down all the facts. He was sure that the house was full of ghosts. The next family to live in the rectory was the Foysters, Reverend Lionel Foyster, his wife, and their daughter.
"Look at that," called Reverend Foyster to his wife the day after they moved in. "Someone wrote on the wall. Was it you?"
"Me?" she said. "Do you think I write on walls? Perhaps this house is haunted."
The next day, Reverend Foyster couldn't find the keys to his car. Later, he found his keys under the bed. He didn't understand how they got there, but he didn't tell his wife.
A few days later, when the family came downstairs to eat breakfast, there was a man's coat on the floor. It was an old coat, and it smelled strange. That night, Mrs. Foister woke up and started to scream. Her bed was moving violently.
"What's happening?" she screamed. "Help me!"
It moved more and more. Reverend Foister watched in horror as his wife fell out of the bed onto the floor.
"Enough is enough," she told her husband. "I can't live in a house full of ghosts. We're leaving."
A few days later, they left. No one came to live in the house after that. On February the 27th, 1939, the Borley Rectory and its ghosts came to a sudden end. A fire started and the rectory burned down to the ground. The people of the village ran out to watch the fire. They said they saw the faces of people at the windows, illuminated by the flames. This all happened a long time ago, but they still call Borley the most haunted village in England.